Hi there.
Hi Mar, it's Emily again from the Port Talbot Magnet. How are you today? You right?
I'm all right, thank you.
Been travelling around a lot, busy?
Quite a lot, yeah. And I'm also doing like a radio series and TV series. And basically, I'm slightly overworked at this point. Just this period of the year is probably the busiest, but I'm hanging on in there till Christmas.
Brilliant. Okay, I'm just going to ask you a few questions about the gig and the tour generally.
Of course, yeah.
Okay. So have you ever been to Port Talbot before?
I've never performed there, but I went there once to see the Super Furry Animals in about 1997 or 98, I think it was. So it would be about 13 years. I can't remember where it was, but like maybe Leisure Centre in Port Talbot.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my one visit, I think, and it was a pretty incredible night. I was a huge Super Furries fan, but I was sort of 17 at that point. So
okay.
If I can do a show anywhere near as good as that one was, I'll be very happy.
Brilliant. And what were your first impressions of Port Talbot?
Well, I remember it being quite kind of, trying to think, it was, I'd never been before, obviously, and it was quite, it felt like quite a long journey. Well, it wasn't really, I lived in Bristol, I grew up in Bristol, or I was most at that point, so it was not that long a journey, but it felt very different from where I grew up. I remember being quite sort of, I mean, of course, I didn't see a lot of it, to be fair, but I remember there was basically no one around, and we walked around in the town for a couple of hours and hardly saw a soul. I started to worry that no one would be at the actual gig, but that's where they all were, so it was fine. But basically, very quiet was my first impression that I seem to remember.
Okay. And so the theme of this tour is request stops. Could you just tell
that's
me a bit
right,
more
yeah.
about how you came up with the idea?
I basically asked people on my website to nominate towns and cities that I felt like I should go to, places where I hadn't really played much,
yeah.
or ever. In fact, most of them are places I've never played, and that's pretty much how the tour came together. There were a few that we didn't manage to do, but on the whole, the venues pretty much were dictated by audience kind of suggestions, and that is why I'm in Port Talbot.
That's brilliant. And have you done a bit more research into the areas you chose to sort of give the gigs a bit of a local feel, or are you just...
I've had to a little bit, yeah. In some cases, I've had to research where the hell they are. I also am sort of keeping my eyes open when I'm actually there. I'm probably sort of taking notice of the areas a lot more.
Yeah.
There's a lot of places that I've been to over and over again, but with new venues, obviously, it's more interesting to sort of discover stuff as you go along. I've also found myself kind of chatting to audiences more about what the area is like and trying to find out information that way, sort of on the fly sometimes.
Yeah, because a lot of them are off the beaten track quite a bit, aren't they?
Yeah, Port Talbot's not too bad in that respect. I mean, at least there's a station there. There are a handful of places on the tour that before it started, I wouldn't have even known where they were on the map, to be honest. I wouldn't have even known for sure if they existed.
So I was just going to ask, your style of performing is quite excitable and energetic, like you speak quite quickly. Is that hard to sustain over a long tour?
Yes, the answer is. I mean, well, actually, in a way, not. It's a good question. I mean, in a way, it's sort of, it's hard to sustain in life. Like, people meet me in everyday situations. They're surprised by how unlike that I probably am. But, and certainly when you're actually physically doing the travelling and getting around, again, you rarely feel that energised. But in the shows themselves, I tend to be able to keep hitting that sort of peak of energy, because it is only for a couple of hours a night, and obviously it's a bit like sport or something. Your adrenaline just all peaks at that. My sort of daily activities peak around 8 o'clock, basically. So I can keep... I might not feel like that for any of the rest of the days, but I do manage to... I seem to be able to manage to sustain. Having said that, we'll see. I'm only halfway through the tour and I'm still all right, but you've got to judge the length of the tour right. By Christmas, I'll be possibly flagging a bit, but I hope to hold it together.
Yeah. And is it hard to, like, keep up the radio shows that you do? Because you're doing them weekly, I understand. Is that right?
Yes, I am. Because it's live, of course. There's not really any margin for error, and there's no space to, like, do two of them at once or anything like that that will give a bit of time off. So that is quite a daunting kind of... routine. Again, I'm only doing the second one of those tonight, so it's a bit early to say what the sort of overall effect is going to be, but again, I've got very good people working with me on the show, Tim Key and Tom Paston. I've got a really good producer as well, so I feel like that's more like working in a team, which is good. Otherwise, the pressure of doing